Hey there, everyone. This is Kimberly. Thanks for tuning in to the Far From Shore podcast. I just want to put a trigger warning out for today's episode. We will be discussing suicide. If you yourself or a loved one are suffering from a mental health crisis, please, please reach out to the number 988.
Welcome to the Far From Shore podcast, where it's all about the Kraken and the community they play in. Welcome back to another podcast, guys. I'm your host, Brayson. I have my wife here, Kimberly, and we're going to go ahead and start it off. What do you want to talk about? You know what we could talk about? The eclipse.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you see the eclipse?
I did.
When did you see it?
The eclipse happened on Monday. Yesterday. Well, for us, I watched it right before I went to lunch. So I think it was peak here in Colorado at around 12:30, 12:40. We walked outside, me and my coworkers went to go watch, and then there was a huge crowd.
Everyone wasn't working at all.
Yeah, for that, like 15 minutes. Yeah, there was a huge group of people, like multiple crowds. And I didn't buy glasses previously just because, I don't know, I wasn't that
I wonder how many Amazon returns everyone.
Yeah, right. That's fair. Seriously. I don't know if my hospital made glasses, but they supposedly were being passed out at a certain entrance at a certain time. I missed it. But then one of my coworkers asked where, you know, another random person had gotten the glasses. And they're like, oh, there's some over there. And so I went over and grabbed them. And me and another coworker were swapping
the glasses. Did you give it back?
Yeah, it was like somebody left them.
Oh, somebody else's?
Yeah.
I woke up that day and it didn't start till like around 11:30-ish.
Yeah.
Like Colorado time.
Yeah.
But Colorado didn't have the full eclipse at all.
Mm-mm.
So I'm around 11:30, kind of 11:40, I went outside and it was kind of dim.
Yeah. It looked like, to me, it felt like it was just a really cloudy day, like a little darker than a cloudy day.
Yeah, it was cloudy, but then, well, it looked cloudy, but it was full on sun shining yesterday, if you can remember.
Yeah, no, I didn't remember. That's because of the eclipse.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, I knew somebody that drove up to Maine.
Yeah, I was going to say that. The best places were to watch that were like northeast.
I saw that Texas was supposed to have gotten a big.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in Texas. There's actually a guy in where I work. He texted the entire company. He's like, hey, can someone take my shift? Because I'm going to go down to Texas to see the eclipse.
What? That's crazy. Like,
seriously, no one's going to do that. I don't know. Maybe he went out.
That's kind of cool. Probably dedicated.
Called out. Yeah, I'm sick. I'm going back home to Texas to get taken care of.
That's
kind of deal. I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, though.
Yeah. So the eclipse was pretty cool. I missed it. I didn't have a good camera either.
I don't know.
Some people were taking the eclipse photos on their iPhone.
And they could see a full-on eclipse. I don't know how people did that, because I had a coworker that was trying to take pictures of it, even through like the eclipse glasses, and it wasn't popping up correctly. So I don't know if there was a different filter you had to use, but she was struggling. So
yeah.
I know I have seen some pictures on the World Wide Web of some pretty cool ones where you can like see the corona, essentially, like the sunshine.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, guys, I hope you guys watched the game. It was a 5-0 win for the Kraken against the Coyotes at home.
Mm-hmm.
Five games and five chances to hear their Nirvana song play. What do you know about Nirvana? If at all, anything.
Not really much, unfortunately. I know that they're Seattle-based.
Yeah, they're Seattle-based. Do you know any songs from Nirvana?
Not off the top of my head. I feel so signaled out right now.
You know, like the Smells Like Teen Spirit, the dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that song.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Lithium is what the Krakens play.
Oh, for their
goals.
Yeah. Of course I know that one.
Well, duh. So whenever the Kraken score, guys, you hear the song, and it's a song from the band Nirvana, and it's called Lithium. So go on your Spotify app, wherever you're listening to, and press that song, listen to that song, and press like, and then just get yourself hyped. So the song, you know, came from Nirvana. The Kraken, you know, chose a pretty good song for that. What other songs do you think they should have picked?
As a goal score.
Song.
Yeah. Goal song. I don't know. I mean, I can just think of something. I like it when their penalty sound is like a ding.
Oh, like a submarine, like alert siren kind of deal.
Actually, now that I say that, that's not. So when
that's the power play.
Yeah. But when people come back, it sounds like the Mario tune?
Oh, yeah. There's some like power-ups, Mario power-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
That they do.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool ones. But I don't know. I'm thinking something nautical for a goal song, but I like the Nirvana one.
Yeah, Nirvana's cool.
Tell me more.
And for any of you who don't know this, Nirvana is a local band in Washington. From Washington. Yeah, they're from Washington. They're created in Aberdeen, Washington. Have you been there?
No.
I've never been there. It's pretty far east. Like it's very coastal kind of area.
East?
Yeah, east.
That's not coastal then.
I meant west.
It's east? Very west.
I thought you meant west.
West.
East. That's... If anyone out there who knows that reference, thank you. Yeah. So Aberdeen's a city out west and damn near close to the coast. It is located in the neck of the North Bay area. So shout out to anybody who's listening in the North Bay area. Thank you for listening to the Far From Shore podcast. So Nirvana was created by two guys mainly. Chris Novoselic and Kurt Cobain.
I know that name.
Everyone knows that name, but nobody knows Kurt, so that's why I put his name first, because he's still alive.
Oh, you mean, say his name again?
Chris Novoselic. Yeah, Novoselic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is that what? Middle Eastern, like a Eastern European kind of name?
Maybe.
Yeah. Back in 1987, they created it. So I'm assuming it was like maybe their high school, or they're probably like in college. I don't know. They're really old now. Well, Chris is pretty old now. No, actually, yeah, they are pretty old, because Kurt was born in the same year my dad was born, in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. Kurt could that's be my dad.
I was going to say, that's funny that you're like, my dad's old. He's really old.
No, he's not that old. His 50s. 50s is pretty young still.
He's like upper 50s.
Yeah, upper 50s. Like, yeah, just past the mid 50s kind of deal. So Nirvana blew up pretty quick. They played all over the U.S. and went on tour in Europe. They played an insane amount of shows. Like, it was back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Like, it was crazy for about 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Like,
so was it just the two guys, or was it the two guys were the main guys?
A good question, because I was searching this up and they needed a drummer, and they went through a good amount of drummers.
Oh, so they had several drummers.
They had several drummers until they landed on this certain guy. I didn't put his name in there in this little skit here that I made, but I don't know. I think I should have, just to give him a little justice.
That's okay.
Justice. Yeah. So, unfortunately, the band, after 7 years, broke up because Kurt Cobain passed away in his house. His house is actually located in Seattle. His house is located, let's see, in Majorana, just north of Lashai. So kind of like north of SU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just north of SU. Like very close to Lake Washington. Yeah, kind of deal. So his death was actually ruled a suicide. We're going to go true crime here.
Oh.
It was a suicide. And the way that somebody found his body was his gardener, I think. It was somebody who took care of the grounds of his house. And he found Kurt dead with a shotgun next to him, as well there was a note left. So yeah, it was a...
That's sad.
Yeah, it was a GSW. I don't think I remember reading like where it was inflicted, but I'm assuming it was his head.
We should have put a disclaimer at the beginning of this.
Disclaimer, this is not for children.
This episode, at least.
And if you're...
Skip a little bit.
If you are a child... please be more mature for your age. What? So yeah.
No, that's sad.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. He was only 27 years old.
Oh wow! Holy cow! Yeah,
super young.
Yeah.
Your age right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So he actually
So yeah, he was 20 when he started the band.
Yeah, he was 20. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20.
So did he have a reason? I mean, it's pretty sad.
So I read, like after my shift on the ambulance the other day, I had a little bit of more time till I had to clock out, and I sat down in like that little area, and then I pulled it up, and so I saw a snippet of his note, but it wasn't the full one. So because I thought that was the full one, and I looked it up again to reread it because my partner wanted to know, because I was telling him I was writing this piece about Nirvana. He's like, oh yeah, just pull up the note then. Okay, and then it was like almost like a letter size. So pretty much he was saying that he didn't feel it anymore. He didn't feel creative. He put in that he at a very young age he started disliking humanity, or like disliking people in general. Mm-mm. Yeah. So there's a lot of mental illness involved.
Got it.
But his songs are pretty good.
If you or you know someone that is going through this, please know that there are people out there and there is a good number to call. 1-800. Right?
1-800 what? There's a new one. I'm sorry, guys.
I think it was 1-800.
Hold on. Logic actually made a song about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the band broke up, and Kurt is still doing music. For all you listeners out there, if you do want to pay respects, you can go to his house. You can't go into his house. You could see his house from the street, and there's a bench there, and there's people all over the world, people in the public use that as like a little memorial shrine. So you can go there and just pay your respects, kind of just see where the legend lived. That is Kurt Cobain.
So it looks like you can call 988, or you can also text that number as well. Mm-hmm. Suicide Hotline, 988. And you can also, I know Colorado has a Colorado Crisis Service, so similar.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If you're feeling down, and if you're feeling like you want to hurt yourself, please reach out to anybody, including the 988 line.
Yeah, that number.
Yes.
Would you go see Kurt Cobain's house?
I would, actually.
Okay.
I really do. I just want to see it.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's available to us. It's available.
That's pretty cool.
To the public. You can't go inside, everyone.
Oh, okay.
Please don't go inside. You're not.
Yeah, don't break the rules, guys.
Yeah, don't break the rules. Please respect others' people's property.
Yeah, I wonder if we could, you know, when we're back up in the Seattle area, we could go bring some flowers.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know that was a little bit of a downer there for a second, guys, but do you have any other information about Nirvana?
No, not really. Okay. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, now I feel like I need to go through a Nirvana kick. I'm not...
Yeah.
That, like, style isn't my style, typically, but...
It was one of my favorite bands growing up.
Really? Oh.
Well, I only listened to a few songs. Some of them were a little bit too grungy for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then all the...
Cause what would you say? That, like, rock?
Yeah. Punk. Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah. Rock. Rock, for sure.
It's cool.
like straight.
I mean, everybody knows the name though, for sure.
Yeah, everybody. Nirvana. Nirvana, exactly. Yeah.
Is so, it the smiley face?
No, I don't know. It like the album.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I'm not a super huge fan. Like, or I'm not like a super fan that I wouldn't know that.
I'm so sorry if there are any Nirvana listeners right now and they're like, oh my gosh, I know,
we completely botched this. You can research this on your own. But I'm just super happy that the Seattle Kraken is using a local band for their goal horn.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, but it's also just so fitting, like, yeah.
yeah. I like it. Let's go Kraken. Yeah, it's so good.
Oh yeah.
It's just sending chills. It's giving chills.
Giving goosebumps.
Yeah, it's giving chills. But yeah, let's get into the game here. Okay. So the Kraken are coming off of a game on Friday. With a 3-1 victory against the Anaheim Ducks. I can't remember that game. That was so far away. All I know is that when I watched the game, I thought it was going to be a little bit more physical since, you know, we had that back-to-back Anaheim game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I was kind of, because it was Anaheim game one. We won that game.
Yeah.
And then Anaheim game two, it was definitely a little bit more chippy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was kind of getting rough and scruffy and all that. And so, yeah, I was kind of expecting it to get a little rough and scruffy too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was kind of chill, a little laid back in that game, I felt.
It wasn't like game two.
No, definitely not. Compared to game two, it was laid back.
Yeah. And I remember listening to Nick. Olchek,
mm-hmm.
Nikki.
So cute.
Yeah. Yeah, for John Forreston, man. He loves his nephew. What's up, nephew? What's up, Nikki? All right, Nikki.
Or when his dad is on, he always calls him Nikki, too. I'm like,
yeah.
So cute.
You love that. It's like a little family environment.
Yeah.
You don't get that anywhere in the other
broadcasts. I don't know. I don't listen to a ton of the other broadcaster groups.
We do play a bunch of hockey games before our game.
Yeah. Or sometimes if you're working and I'm home alone.
Yeah.
I just, with the dogs, I just put on the hockey games to kind of like as background noise.
Yeah. But Nikki was saying that it's good to have those back-to-back games throughout the season to create a little bit like a rivalry and create new rivalries kind of deal.
Yeah. I think it puts some pressure on the ice, mm-hmm. which like kind of spices it up a little
bit. But especially for the Anaheim Ducks. Against like us, the Kraken, we're very like middle of the road, kind of lower tier middle
at this point. Yes.
Yeah. At this point. And the Ducks don't feel like they need to like step it up, and it's not like, you know, it's not like they're going to win anything anytime soon. It's,
I don't know. Maybe next year they're going to be.
They need to, so they feel like they need to prove themselves. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to like fathom like being like at that point, like even way before like what it is now that the season's almost over.
Mm-hmm.
Like finding out in the middle of this season that you already know that you're
there's
not
like
gonna,
no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if like.
Because I know that what was for the Kraken.
An aggression.
The Kraken, the first year, it was like that, but it's like nobody really expected much from that. From that season,
mm-hmm.
and we like barely watched that season.
Yeah. Well, we didn't watch the first half, but the second half, we really got into it. But you, I think I remember you telling me that the Anaheim Ducks are a fairly older team. Like they're not super new.
They are pretty old. I was looking it up the other day. They went to the finals a lot. They went to the playoffs a lot.
How long ago?
Like the 1990s.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, I wonder how many teams were in the
league
in NHL
at the time. Yeah, So I don't know. But mm-hmm. they are historically a good team. Just right now they're not. But it's been like in a slumber state for a good while.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Sad.
I know, it's pretty sad.
They've got some pretty cool retro.
They got some jerseys. Cool gear. I like the purple ones.
Mm.
maybe not purple, burgundy.
Oh.
Maroony burgundy.
Okay. You know? Okay.
Those are pretty sick. So, yeah, we're coming off that game off on Friday, and then we're going into this game, which was last night,
mm-hmm.
against the Arizona Coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
Which tonight. We won 5-0.
5-0. Shutout.
Grubby got his second shutout of the season.
Mm-hmm.
There should have been more. He was just injured.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just injured, and Joey
held it, man.
Yeah, he held the throne for him for a little bit. So this is him. This is Grubauer's fifth game starting in a row. So 5 games ago, Joey. Oh, you know why? Because Joey was. It was against the Arizona Coyotes five games ago,
mm-hmm.
in Arizona State. That's when the last time Joey started. So it was a good thing that, you know, we won that. We got it back from Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what'd you think about the game?
No, I thought that it was good. I thought that the defense needed a little bit of work in some areas because...
We got a shutout.
I mean, yeah, but the thing is like, just because we had a shutout doesn't mean that, like, that was, like, Grubby worked tonight.
Yeah, he did.
Right, and so I think, actually, to be fair, like, let me back up. So, first period, I felt like there was some pretty good defense and offense, mm-hmm. but then by period two, period three, the Ducks were kind of pushing. So, I mean, like I said,
they had only one good push in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shane Wright, he scored his third NHL goal today. Mm-hmm. No, fourth. He scored his fourth goal today.
But he made it in like 2 minutes. You're like, dang,
boy. Yeah. Nice little backhander into,
yeah, it was
into
good.
The net. That was sweet. So, congratulations, Shane. You're doing great.
Oh, and then he got to, sorry, I'm skipping, but he got to eat his first fish.
Yeah, you did.
How fun. That's like, that is a goal of mine, to go catch a yeeted fish.
That's going to be so hard.
Oh my gosh.
It's a goal, like, of mine. Yeah. I don't know. What are the chances of just, you have to be so.
You have to be like front center pretty much.
Some of them like to just walk out on the ice, turn left or right and just throw it. And then they just want to be over with it.
I know. Well, I think what they do is they always go for the cute kids.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Wolf. You got to dress up in some like.
Like
Oshkosh bagosh.
If you're like, wah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just kidding.
Or when we have a kid, we'll just like
be like,
lift it up like Simba.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be really funny. But I thought that, so then the second goal was by Burakovsky.
Oh my gosh,
Burakovsky. Yeah, it was a pretty good goal.
Burakovsky, he's doing so good.
Like right up in the right corner.
Burakovsky is like one of my top players. Unfortunately, he hasn't played a lot this season because his bones are made of glass. So,
I thought it was like a lower body injury, but he definitely was back and forth all season. Like, he definitely had an injury and then he was out recovering and then he would come back for like a game or two and then he'd be out again. So, I don't know what it was. I know Grubby also was in a similar situation as far as his injury, where he had a lower body injury and then would come back for like a game or two and then would just be out again for like weeks on end. So I think that's what happens. So when obviously a person, and especially professional players, aren't allowing their bodies to heal properly and fully, they're just going to re-injure themselves again. And then it's going to take twice as long. That's not a statistic, but I'm just saying, like, it's going to take much longer for you to heal than
re-injured.
Yeah, after that re-injury, yeah, compared to if you just let yourself heal. And so I know sometimes it's kind of a big bummer when players are out for so long and we're like, oh, Vince Dunn was out for so long, or even like Pierre.
No.
Belmar, he was out for really long too in the middle of the season.
I don't remember what he was injured for.
I don't know either, but I know that he was out for quite a long time. And so it's just kind of like, we got to let the players heal properly.
Yeah.
So that then when they come back, they can come back
their because, full yeah, selves. Burakovsky took that hit.
Did earlier.
Yeah.
I don't remember what period that was. Yeah. But he like kind of went, he was like, it was on his back and then he went like skates first into the wall, and you could tell he kind of like buckled, and you're like, oh, ouch.
You're like, I'm sure he wasn't hurt. He was fine. Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah. But I definitely, for our people that like to watch those injury videos, I think Jack Hughes did that similar where he was going way faster. Have you seen that video?
No.
He broke his femur.
Jack Hughes?
I'm pretty
sure.
The
guy on the Devils?
Yeah.
The young kid?
Yeah. It was 2 seasons ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, he like went, I mean, and it's a pretty like quote unquote typical, you know.
Don't they have like hip pads?
No, he went.
As you can tell, I don't play hockey and I call them hip pads.
I think they do have pads, but he went like skate first. So he was like sliding and then he went like, so sorry guys, you guys can't see this, but imagine this is the board and then this is him. He went like this and then he went.
Oh, he went with a straight leg.
Yeah.
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 So he skated into the backboard behind the net, straight legged.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah. And then it reverberated up into his femur.
Yeah.
And fractured it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, he was out for several weeks. He most likely had surgery.
Yeah. He probably like.
I think they sent him to surgery that night. And I remember they took him out on a stretcher. Like, they hardly ever do that. But I do remember
seeing. That'd be so cool to be like medical.
Oh, to be the medical personnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
It is. Yeah, that actually was one of my dream jobs there for quite a while, was to be a medical, like a
for the team
sports med.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not to retrieve injured bodies off of the ice and then put them on a stretcher and bring them to the hospital.
I mean, those people, though, like the sports med people are usually out there, too, though.
Yeah.
They go out and then they come with them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do, probably. Mm-hmm. They go to the hospital with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, but I really like Burakovsky. He's looking good. He's really fast. He's a pretty skater, I like to say. Like, he's very fluid. Like, I could see why the Colorado Avalanche took him on board. But
they had him for a couple of years. And he also is a Stanley Cup holder through...
Twice. Washington and Colorado.
Like, the Capitals?
Washington Capitals, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Back when they won in 2018 or something.
So, right before the Avs.
Right before the Avs, too. Yeah, so he... So, I mean, that's pretty good luck.
That's like 3 in a row, though, for him, isn't it?
So, if he get, yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know why. I just said that I implied that we had a cup, but we have not had a cup.
What do you mean 3 in a row?
Well, I meant, so, Capitals, the Avs, and then for whatever reason, I was telling myself that we have had a cup, but obviously daydreaming over here.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, you're fortune telling.
Maybe.
It's going to happen because we have Burakovsky.
Well, we talked about this. I think you and I talked about this last year around this time frame that we said that we didn't think it was going to happen last year. But then I can't remember who said, but somebody said it was going to be year 3. Definitely not happening year 3. But then I think somebody, one of us, said year 4. So
year 4 that we're going to win the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Next year.
Okay.
That's next year.
Yeah. There's no way. There's no way.
This time next year, we'll talk about this again.
Well, this time next year, I would like to still be, you know, in contention in the playoffs.
Yeah, totally.
If we could just make the playoffs every year, I'd be happy.
That'd be awesome.
Then, like, winning a Stanley Cup and then not winning a Stanley Cup and then not going to the playoffs, because I like to continue. Because I love watching playoff.
Yeah, playoff hockey's fast. And
it is so awesome.
It's super cool.
And Grubauer, especially watching Grubauer,
dynamite.
Yeah, he is a playoff goalie,
definitely.
Yeah. Something I noticed, actually, I think you have your headphones backwards.
Well, they're staying like this.
Yeah,
for now
they're staying like that. You have to read. It's on the side. Maybe it's not. I don't know, I'm just pulling your leg. Yeah, so it was a good game. It was 5-0. Let's see. Who were the scorers? So, Wright, Burakovsky, mm-hmm. Will Borgen. We're not doing this in order because that's all I remember. Will Borgen. Oh, Tanev. There's one more guy. I don't know. I can't remember.
Was it a Bjorkstrand goal?
Oh, no. It wasn't. Maybe it was a Schwartz. No,
it was Schultz. It was Justin Schultz.
It was Justin Schultz.
Because Bjorkstrand was his assist.
Yeah. It was a good game. Mm-hmm. High scoring game. The guys, like, I could tell.
Very high score game.
Yeah. I could tell that they're kind of just like, you know, moseying away. Like, they score and they're like not as stoked as scoring a goal. Like, if they were still in contention.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, maybe it's because they know that they're not going to be, and they're like, yeah, that feels good, but it doesn't feel
as good. Yeah, it's not contributing to postseason.
I mean, it still helps their points and, what is it, their draft pick.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I guess that would actually push them away from a draft
pick. It would push back, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think we need a new player. I think that we need to solidify the people that we have now, to be completely honest.
I think that we do need maybe one more solid veteran. Like a middle, like not about to retire soon, but like who has some
experience.
Who has experience. Mikko Rantanen, please come to the Seattle Kraken. McKinnon will never come to see.
That'd be cool.
That'd be sweet.
But, I mean, yeah.
Can you imagine, though? Mikko Rantanen? Oh, my gosh.
That'd be crazy.
I put him, Burakovsky, and...
Gord.
That's the lineup. That's the first line right there.
Yeah. And well, I know Cale McCarr also would be an awesome player, but there was some like beef there for a second. Cale McCarr and Jared McCann. I don't know if that's like continuous beef, and I don't know how that works in.
It's a Reddit beef.
Professional players, like if they maintain the kind of like.
I'm sure it's like once they move, it's all cordial. Maybe they have like a little boxing ring in the back of the practice arena and just like, all right, settle it. Yeah.
Get it over with.
Talk it out.
No, I'm just kidding.
Or it's like couples therapy and there's a team psychologist.
that'd be a very professional way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did that make you feel?
Well, Cale, I just can't believe that you put me in that position. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. Yeah. I'm sorry that you... I don't know. I'm just making stuff up, guys. Yeah.
So, yeah. Who do we have next?
For the next game?
Yeah. Who's the next game?
I think it's the San Jose.
San Jose Sharks? Obviously.
Double checking.
Obviously. San Jose Sharks, Brayson Geese.
What was it last week or last time we had a game with them? You called them the Jose Sharks.
The Jose's.
Hello. They have a name. Yeah. It's San Jose. Don't be rude.
Yeah.
Yes, the San Jose Sharks, and then that would be our third.
Is that our last home game, the San Jose Sharks? And then everything else is on the road.
Mm-hmm. So sad.
Yeah. Rally up your boys and rally up your girls and go to the Climate Pledge Arena on when is the San Jose Sharks game?
April 11th, Thursday.
Thursday.
Fan appreciation night, guys.
It's this Thursday. Everyone, please go to CPA and pack that house.
Pack it up, guys.
Yeah.
We can't go, but go for us.
Yeah, go for us. I would really love to go. That'd I cannot cool. wait to move back so I could just experience it. Because be cool. that one time we went to Climate Pledge, I was just like starstruck. I was almost in heaven. It just felt so good.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I can't wait to go back and watch another game.
Yeah, and it's the last game, everyone. Please go. And support Seattle Kraken.
Go. Get your tickets.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And then, yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about Adam Larson.
Oh, my gosh.
Just had a baby. So, Adam Larson was on
Daddy
this.
Daddy
like,
Lars.
He was on our streak there for a bit, not missing any games.
Oh, yeah?
And so, he had like the longest streak of... a player, so he played every single game from his time starting at the Krakens, and so he had like the longest streak, and he broke it because he had a baby girl. It's his first child, him and his partner. I don't know their relationship.
I'm sure they're married. They have to be.
Well, Andrei Burakovsky, I'm pretty sure, has a girlfriend.
Oh.
And he has a baby.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter.
The tea.
Let them live their life.
The tea. What's the baby girl's name?
Adam Larson's girl's name is Alba.
I think
that's cute.
Alba? Larson.
Alba Larson.
Maybe she's going to play women's hockey.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. I don't know what they do in Sweden.
He'd be a proud dad. Well, I mean, Sweden has a very equitable country, so.
Yeah. Speaking about Sweden. Mm-hmm. The only Swedish person I know, he was a cross-country skier, and he showed me his high school graduation photo, and they all dress up like sailors. Hmm. Yeah. I'll see if I could go find that photo of him.
Is that someone you went to school with?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, someone went to school in Alaska.
Yeah, I mean, they're by the ocean because they're one of the Scandinavian countries.
I was like, that's your graduate? Dude, that's so sick. We have like these capping gowns.
Oh, you're saying that that was his graduation picture. I thought you were saying that they just walked around like sailors all the time.
No. Like, instead of a capping gown, uh-huh. They wore this sailor uniform. Hmm. Yeah, I know. I will find it for you.
Yeah.
And I will, if I know. Anybody I'd love wants to, go visit. To see it.
I'd love to go visit Sweden.
I would love to see it. Yeah.
It'd be really cool.
Norway first.
Well, and then also, just jumping really quickly, Belmar also played in Sweden with Larson.
Yeah.
So I think Belmar is a little bit older than Larson, and so Belmar was playing in Sweden for some sort of international group, but then Larson was playing in the junior league. And that they've known each other for like
forever. I don't
know, ever. 10, yeah. 15, 20
before
years.
Before they went into the CHL.
Definitely. So yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
But yeah, so I know Piper during the entire game kept asking all of the Kraken dads, like, tell us your dad tips.
And she was so stoked.
It was so cute. I think that she made a comment where she said, oh, there's some dads that he's going to get tips from and other ones that he wouldn't. And I think I know who. And I'm like, Piper, please do tell. I want to know who he's not getting dad advice from. I think he's
talking about the singles.
Well, I mean, sure. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. But I mean, are there any Kraken dads that you wouldn't want to hold your babies? I don't know. They all seem like good dads to me.
Everly.
Everly has like 2 or 3 kids and he seems like a great dad.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, so. He's a really good person.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Do you remember his recognition day? And they had him and they gave him like a painting and a Rolex. And he took his little girl and he was like holding her the entire time. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was so cute.
I remember that.
But
yeah, but it, Piper, man, I swear.
So cute.
Like she brings like a great energy that like is different from other broadcasts that I've seen. Because it's all just dudes.
There's a couple of other female broadcast, like up front, like sideline, I guess, broadcasters. There's
but
a couple
female, I've never seen it, so it's good that we have that kind of contrast where it's like we have, you know, we have JT, we have Nick and John and Edso all doing, you know, the hockey stuff as
Did
well.
Did you say Allison?
Allison as well. Sorry, Allison.
Don't forget Allison.
Allison.
I love Allison.
And Allison. So.
I love Allison and Piper.
Yeah. So I would like a little bit more like. They do the interviews, like they are putting out like repurposing those interviews. Oh, yeah. Like they should really update those interviews.
Yeah, like, I think she. I feel like I remember her saying in this one, she was saying that at the beginning of this season, she was asking the guys these questions.
Yeah.
So she did in that interview. She asked all the dads, like, "Do you have kids? How many kids? And then what's your advice?" And then today she was asking them individually after, like in between periods, like what's your piece of dad advice for Adam? Which, like I said, I thought that was really cute. I think
she's just a stoked auntie.
Yeah, right. She Auntie Piper.
Auntie Piper. Yeah, she's so stoked.
And then a couple. I think it was during the. I could be totally wrong, but. They had an episode interview of what dog do you think the players would be?
Everyone said that Eberle was a golden retriever. There's no way Eberle's a golden retriever.
Well, they said that Gordy was like a little terrier. I was like, what?
No, there's no way.
Like one of those mini terrier, like not even like a Boston Terrier or something like that. I'm like, those are kind of cute, but like, no.
There's no way.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Eberle is more of like a, like a boxer. I would say he's a boxer. He's very family oriented. He looks tough, but he's very like
rolls over and scratchy belly type of
thing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I thought that was... So, we should do that. Let's add that to our list.
Yeah, okay.
What dogs?
Far From Shore rendition of what kind of dog every player is on the Seattle Kraken, including the new guys.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I think their dog breed knowledge was a little limited because they all said the same, like, three.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a lot of dog breeds.
Yeah. But we could look some up.
Yeah, we can.
Anyways, I thought that was really funny. But other than that, I thought the game overall was... It wasn't as, like, action-packed as I wanted it to be, but I think that was because there was not a lot of push from the Ducks. I feel like they just knew going into it, and then we made...
The Coyotes?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Going backwards in time. Yes, the Coyotes. And so... I think that those couple, because we started off the first period.
Yeah, with two back-to-back goals right off the bat. I'm like, oh, we're winning this.
Yeah, well, I mean, you never want to say that.
Yeah.
We never say that in this household until it's a sure.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Like that one, we just need one more goal.
And then we lost.
Yeah, that's like a no-no word. It's like super taboo.
Yeah, no-no phrase in our house. Do not say.
Everyone, do not say that. We do not need one more goal. We just need to wait.
Yeah, just and watch. Wait. But yeah, so I was definitely watching, and like I said, wasn't feeling as intense of a pressure. Like, there wasn't really a ton of fights in this game, which, like, don't have to happen.
It doesn't need to happen.
But it just didn't feel... It felt cleaner. It felt fast. It felt... because we won.
They both know that they're not gonna make it.
Yeah, I think that this is they're gonna play it out
like a regular game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not gonna be like as like exciting because there's no spark to it.
Said.
There's no, and it's so unfortunate.
Yeah, I think that it's just a different dynamic at this point of the season, so I'm definitely glad that we won. I'm definitely glad that Gruby was really pushing. I think at, you know, that halfway point where he was like, he could see it. He could see that he had a shutout in his sights.
I was screaming a couple, so hard.
Yeah, especially in the last like 2 minutes, we were like, please.
Yeah.
So
he had so many good saves, especially like on the rebounds. Saves.
Yeah.
Like, he was just stopping it. I mean,
the gentlemen.
Yeah. The Arizona Coyotes aren't that good at shooting the puck today, but they did shoot a lot. It was like 35 goals.
35, 39. Around
shots
that.
Shots on net.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot compared to like, we're like 10 below and we're scoring pretty good.
5 goals. I mean, I know that Allison Lucan was saying that they weren't, like, the shots that were being shot by the Coyotes weren't just quantity. Mm-hmm. She was saying that she felt they were pretty good quality shots as well. And then she used a word, flurry. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's an actual hockey term or if she was just using the term. I mean, she's very hockey knowledgeable, but she was saying that it's when it's like back-to-back shots.
Yeah.
So it's like shot one, shot two, shot three, and then Groovy's like boom, 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 and he catches each and every one.
Yeah.
So I guess that was a flurry.
Mm-hmm.
And so she seemed pretty impressed. I mean,
We were all impressed.
I was impressed by Gruby.
I'm so happy that he knows how to use his glove now instead of using his shoulder. Like, he, thank you, Joey DeCord, for teaching Gru how to use his glove.
I think that Joey's letting him use his
VR headset.
Yeah.
I wanna see that happen.
In real life.
I wanna be in that room and just be like, all right, Gru.
It was really funny. I mean, I don't think you watched that like pre-game with me, but there was like a pre-game where Joey was in what looked like the hallway or something like that, warming up
with his VR headset.
It was a pre-recorded, like, it wasn't, you know, say Piper in the hallway.
Yeah,
it wasn't that situation.
No, it was just showing him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like showing what he does, and so I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So he had his like VR headset, like you said, on, and then he had his, like, they almost kind of looked like Wii controllers to me in his hands, and he was like,
what are those called?
The handsets?
Yeah, no, like, no, just a VR headset. I don't know.
There's a special name. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't have a VR. I don't. Looked cool though.
Yeah. Does but Quentin have a VR?
No. No.
Shouts out Quentin.
Quentin, do you have a VR?
Yeah, Quentin, let's get a VR going.
But I mean, yeah, it was a pretty cool tech opportunity for them to use as the goalie. So I wonder if Grubb is using that, because you can't always be in the ice and yeah. You can still practice your
hand-eye coordination
and your like upper body.
Yeah. And it's just movement. Reps on reps. You just mm-hmm. want to make sure you get the reps in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the puck.
Perfect.
But yeah.
Awesome, guys. Well, if you guys have anything that you want to hear, please reach out. We only have an Instagram right now. Actually, you could comment on this video, or you could comment on this podcast, please. So if you are listening to this and you really like it, please reach out and tell us how much you love us, or please don't tell me how much you hate us, because that's just mean.
Constructive criticism is appreciated, but
yeah,
we're sensitive right now, guys.
Absolutely. And if you're and if you're feeling real down and you feel like the world is, you know, on your shoulder, the weight of the world is on your shoulders, and you have no one to reach out to, please call that number, 988. Mm-hmm. It is
988.
988.
For yourself or anyone that you feel is in danger
mm-hmm.
of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, guys, don't give up the ship.